That creepy Sunday feeling all week long, fighting sadness during sad times. When I was a little girl, I called it that creepy Sunday feeling. We've all had it. It's a feeling of dread you get when you know you have to do something, but you really don't want to do it. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe to my podcast, Gloria Moraga One-on-One. You can find it at podcast.gloriamoraga.com. That Sunday feeling comes when it's the end of the weekend and you know you must go to school or work on Monday morning. The feeling is anxiety, stress, depression, sadness. We all have it from time to time, and some of us are having it more and more these days. How are you handling it?
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
Warning, I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. I'm just a woman who first began dealing with depression when my mom was diagnosed with cancer. I was in my 20s. Before I go any further, please, if you feel like you are unable to cope, please see a doctor. There is help out there for you. So let's talk about that Sunday feeling. Before COVID-19, one study documented that 80% of workers feel Sunday night dread about work. I was shocked when I read that there is an actual name and a study on my creepy Sunday feeling. The research is from The Sleep Judge, and I'm quoting its headline here, "The Sunday Scaries." That's what they call it. The Sleep Judge is a group that works to help people get a good night's sleep. I really need this, but my sleep problems are another podcast. The study showed that 80% of workers answered yes to the following question. Do you experience elevated anxiety on Sunday in anticipation of Monday? This Sunday night dread is apparently universal across profession types, but the study showed that there are three professions whose workers feel Sunday night anxieties the most. They are education, legal, and finance and insurance, 86% versus 81% average, with marketing, advertising, and IT following closely. I was in two of these groups when I was working at the university. I was in education and marketing, and my Sunday night scaries were almost paralyzing. When I was being bullied at the university, I'd feel that Sunday night anxiety every night. Sometimes when I got to work, I'd just sit in my car, wondering if I was going to be able to get through the day. My heart would pound, my palms would sweat, I would feel horrible just thinking about it. Here's another wow fact. People who work remotely report even higher rates of the Sunday night blues, 84%. The research shows that working from home involves interruptions, isolation, and longer work hours bleeding into personal life. Wow. Many of us are now working from home. Now, I included this information to drive home the fact that before the lockdown, workers were already stressed about going to work and dealing with all that stress. Enter COVID-19. And here is another headline I recently read. It says, "The pandemic is creating a mental health crisis." This is according to a recent article I read in the Washington Post. Anxiety and depression are rising. The U.S. is not prepared for COVID-19, and now we are overwhelmed when dealing with all the anxiety that is coming with it. Okay, enough facts. I admit, I am a tad more depressed than usual these days, but I've struggled with depression for years, and I have ways of coping with it, of dealing with it, and beating it. I take it day by day, step by step. Depression and fighting it is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and I run it almost every day. The experts say we are all at high risk for depression these days. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation poll, nearly half of all Americans say they are experiencing depression and anxiety. I will put the links on my website, GloriaMoraga.com, to all the articles I quote in this podcast. So what are the symptoms? What does depression feel like? If you're unsure about whether or not you're suffering from depression or anxiety, here are some symptoms. Feelings of sadness, tearfulness, emptiness, hopelessness. Angry outbursts, irritability or frustration, even over small things. loss of interest or pleasure in most or all normal activities, sleep disturbances, including insomnia or sleeping too much, tiredness, lack of energy. Even small tasks take extra effort. Reduced appetite and weight loss or increased cravings for food and weight gain. Anxiety, agitation, restlessness. And I'm not going to read them all, but I'll put them all on my website. So how to fight depression. This is what I do. This is what works for me. And many experts recommend many of the things I'm doing. This is really important to me. One, even though we are distancing, remember you are not alone. Don't cut yourself off from friends and family and the people you love. We all need a support group. Two, try to exercise. I know, I hate the thought of exercising, but the moment I get in the pool or I take a hard roll in my wheelchair, I feel better. The endorphins kick in and really you feel great. Do whatever movement makes you happy. Dance, walk, golf, sing. Singing makes me really happy. Take it easy at first. Don't overdo it. Here's a difficult one for some people. Try not to drink too much alcohol. A glass of wine or drink now and then, it's not really a bad thing. But remember, alcohol is a depressant. Do you really want to drink when you are really depressed? Do you want to drink something that makes you even more depressed eventually? Try to stay on a good diet. Look at me telling you this. I have horrible eating habits. I am trying to diet right now. Since the pandemic hit, I've been eating junk and not watching my weight. And I've gained at least 10 pounds. So yes, right now I'm trying to eat less bread, no sugar, more veggies, and protein. See your doctor. Explain your depression. Try some of the great but mild medications now available. And don't give up after the first try. Sometimes it takes a few tries to find the right meds. Depression is a chemical imbalance in your body and brain, and you can help fight it with mild, prescribed, taken in moderation chemicals. Try to get a good night's sleep. Turn off your phone. Yeah, turn off your phone. Notice I didn't say turn off the TV because I always have a movie streaming. Cook a good meal. Cooking always makes me feel better. It's just something that makes me feel better, and I try to do it. Pull weeds. I don't like pulling weeds, so I'm not going to do this. But clean out your closet and donate your clothes that no longer fit to the Goodwill or charity of choice. I admit, I need to do this. I haven't been able to even really go in my closet or clean my closet since I was fired. It's a thing. I don't want to confront my work clothes. I'm working on doing this and I'm going to do it. 10, volunteer. Help somebody else. Help the homeless. And 11, watch a great movie. These are my tips, but I'm going to include a link on my website to webmd.com. That site lists 10 natural depression treatments. Finally, here is my number one way to stop my depression. I meditate. I work to keep my mind and my body calm. I list all of the things I am thankful for. Do this first when you wake up, and do it throughout the day when you are feeling down. Sometimes when I'm really down, I just start naming all of the people I love. I do this aloud if I'm alone. I say it to myself if there are people nearby. And sometimes I even get to people like the man who mows my lawn and the guy who cleans my pool. I cleaned my own pool for 10 years, and after I broke my leg twice in 2 years, my daughter insisted that I hire a pool service. The first day I saw Bruce out on my deck skimming out the leaves, I almost cried tears of joy. It was one of the happiest feelings I had known in a long time, and I am blessed to have him. Right now, even with all the uncertainty and stress, all of us have a long, long list of people and things and moments we can be thankful for. Let me see. I'm just going to do this quickly. Off the top of my head, my grandbaby, Araya. My red car. My Diet Coke. Crushed ice. Movies. My sister. My godchild. my daughter. Aiden, Thor, my annoying little dog, who, when I pick him up and hold him close to me, all my stress dissolves. Puxley, our gecko. And this list goes on, and I'm less depressed and thankful. I have so many people and things and pets to love. Give yourself a frickin' treat, okay? Be kind to yourself. Bottom line, 2020 sucks. But it's temporary. Everything is temporary. That line is from Moonstruck, the movie. You gotta watch it if you haven't. Everything is temporary. Even that Sunday creepy feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe. You can find my podcast at podcast.gloriamoraga.com. Hang in there. Stay safe.